powers from my younger brother in Bombay and from two of my old intimate friends. On the 7th of May 1972, I personally went with my wife at the residence of my friend Shiv Parmanand in Patna to have a darshan of and an experience with Dadaji. We went into a room where Dadaji had been reclining on a cot pillow. We paid our respects and Dadaji welcomed us. He then explained the significance of our existence. Man, Dadaji said, takes his birth in this world and after some time departs from this earth. Where does he go? The body is left behind, but the reality of his existence does not vanish. The ultimate reality does not, he said, move from place to place. He is ever present, all pervading and eternal. When we are born, he too comes with us. Dadaji said, this body is our temple because he is in us. He lives within our hearts. The Almighty comes with the mantra. How can another person introduce that mantra to us? Assured by Dadaji, I put a simple question. Intellectually, we can accept the fact that God is within us as well as outside us. Since he is within us, it is not necessary to seek him outside. But how can we have the actual experience of his presence within us and have the realization of the absolute? Dadaji kindly replied that he is within you and he alone will give you the experience. He will grant us the knowledge and experience of his existence. We cannot exist a single moment without his existence within us. Initiation of our diksha means darshan or to see. You yourself, Dadaji said, will see and have Brahma darshan. The Almighty is our Guru, as Guru is eternal. That Guru will give you the mantra. I asked who will give and how. Dadaji affirmed he will give the mantra and instantly. Will you take it? He asked. The question bewildered me for a second as Dadaji had already declared that he does not give the mantra. I did, however, say, we are prepared to receive it. My friend and a lady left the room and we were left alone with Dadaji in the room. When my wife and myself bowed to Sri Satyanarayana, both of us clearly heard the words which came from nowhere and they appeared in red ink on a small piece of paper I had been holding, affirming the words we had heard. The words, however, disappeared after a few seconds and the piece of paper I had received again became blank.
তিনি কত ভালোবাসেন আমি তার স্নেহধন্য আজ আমি ভাবতেও পারিনি তিনি আমাকে হঠাৎ বললেন ঠিকাদার তোকে পূজায় যেতে হবে চল আমলে আপনার যা ইচ্ছা
আপনি তো সায়েন্টিস্ট তো আচ্ছা মহানন্দটা করছিলেন
হ্যাঁ আমি ওই সময় ধ্যানস্থ হয়েছিলাম বলছিলাম আমি শুধু সেই মহানামের মধ্যে গভীর নিমজ্জিত ছিলাম এবং আমার সমস্ত বাহ্যিক জ্ঞান প্রায় ছিলই না বললে চলে
A book on Dadaji was meant to read. He asked me if he could write my name on it. His fingers moved on the blank page, and my name was correctly written with Dadaji's signature and the date. I had been holding the pen, expecting that Dadaji will ask for it, but he did it by a single.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.